This is WSKG News. Tensions between opposing groups of Democrats in the New York State Senate reached a flashpoint this week. It was over whose faction would be allowed to present their budget priorities for a floor debate. As Karen DeWitt tells us, the exchange included some racially charged name-calling.
A growing group of now 8 breakaway Democrats who rule the Senate in an informal coalition with 31 Republicans have left regular Democrats smarting for some time now. But the mainstream Democrats' patience reached a breaking point when they found that the Independent Democratic Conference was permitted to introduce its own blueprint of budget priorities on the Senate floor, while the regular Democrats, who have around 2 dozen members, were prevented from doing so. Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stewart Cousins.
I think I was very, very clear. I'm outraged.
Senator Stewart Cousins and the other mainstream Democrats are trying to use to their advantage the unpopularity of President Donald Trump among most New Yorkers. They've increasingly tried to tie the Independent Democratic Conference to Trump because the IDC is in coalition with the Senate GOP. Deputy Senate Democratic leader Senator Michael Gianaris made the connection explicit during debate on the Senate floor.
The Republicans are choosing which Democrats they want to hear from. And it's no surprise when that happens that they're picking the group that the Daily News called Donald Trump's New York Democrats.
That was too much for one of the Independent Democrats' newest members, Marisol Alcantara, who got personal with Gianaris, a Greek-American with a degree from an Ivy League college.
Senator Gianaris called me and my colleagues a Trump Republican. I would like to remind him that at the end of the day, he's a white man with a degree from Harvard. And I refuse to have him use his white privilege to I am speaking.
The Senate erupted. Senator Joseph Grifo, who was presiding over the Senate, tried to get back on track and urged Senator Alcantara to avoid personal invective. Senator Alcantara, who came to the U.S. from the Dominican Republic at age 12, was finally allowed to continue.
I would like to know how many times my colleague has been called the N-word.
She then used a racial epithet to describe other names that she says she'd been called.
How many times has my colleague of any of his family members been stopped?
The remarks caused Senator Gianaris to lose his temper.
There was a colleague here who talked about me and who frankly knows nothing about me. Nothing. She doesn't know that my parents came to this country from Greece. She doesn't know that my father had his home literally burned to the ground by the Nazis.
Afterward, the Independent Democratic Conference leader, Senator Jeff Klein, said the point of his members' separate budget resolution was to prove that they are serious about governing and not to make political points.
It wasn't the place. This is the floor of the Senate where I think we're supposed to be debating ideas and not personalities. And it was unfortunate. But at the end of the day, we did what we were supposed to do. We put forth our legislative agenda.
Senator Klein did not exactly defend Senator Alcantara's remarks, though.
Senator Alcantara is very passionate. And she takes her job and her community and her heritage very seriously.
Despite Klein's claim that his conference is growing in influence and acceptance, the IDC is experiencing some blowback for cooperating with the Republicans in the Senate. Some of its members have faced angry crowds at town hall meetings who called them traitors and demanded they be thrown out of office. The Independent Democrats blame outside organizers for the disruptions. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.